Hey, we are recording.
Cool.
Yeah.
So we're recording at a later hour than we usually do.
Yeah, never this late.
So unlike where we usually have beer, this time I'm drinking just straight neat whiskey, and David's got spiked coffee.
Mmm, creamy.
So, yeah.
Creamy beige.
I might come off a little bit more schwasty than I normally do.
What you talking about, mother liquor?
Okay, we get it. It's an old Greg reference.
Sorry. couldn't help it.
You know, I actually had the chance of buying the entire big, what is it called? The Mighty Boosh.
The Mighty Boosh, yeah.
While I was in Australia on my cruise ship job, but I couldn't get the DVDs to format to my computer.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
I just showed Effie old Greg a couple days ago.
Was that your first time?
Yes, it was.
Nice.
And it was required that she watch it a second time immediately after.
Oh, yeah.
Because you definitely appreciate it more the second time. First time, you're like, this is weird.
That's second time. Me and my first roommate in college actually bonded. He's like, hey, have you seen this video? Like, this is like within a day of meeting him. He's like, no, I haven't. He's like, you're going to like this video.
And oh, yeah, that's right up your alley.
And now we're best friends.
I do watercolors.
So I have a weird...
I call this one Old Grand.
I have some weird stories from the big furniture store this week.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, you see some weird customers now and then. And this dude was just really I'm not sure if he was giving me off a murderer vibe or if he was giving me off a serial rapist vibe. But both of those are
bad. I mean, those are pretty close.
Both of those are still really bad. Yeah. So, this guy comes in, and he sees our little sign-up area for the credit cards that we offer.
Yeah.
And he's like, what's this? And we're like, oh, yeah, that's where you sign up for the credit cards. And he's like, how many cards are in a deck? And I look at him weirdly, and I'm like, 52? He's like, yeah, there is. That's how many credit cards I have. And the first thing that came across my mind is, Jesus Christ, you must have abysmal credit.
Yeah, right? Well, no, they keep giving him credit cards.
Either way, you shouldn't fucking have 52 credit cards.
No.
That dude's and that's how I knew the guy was probably either A, a serial rapist, or B, a murderer. So that's one story.
Okay, that is weird, but I don't know if I'd make the jump to that. That's pretty severe.
Well, the thing is he's also got that, like, he's bald on the top of his head, but he's got his hair like at least a foot out on the rest of the side of his head.
Yeah.
And like a homeless man beard.
Okay.
So
okay.
He's like full blown like real creepy looking. And then the next story that I have is, you know, I'm not unused to getting called IKEA because people will just like wave you down like IKEA.
The big furniture store.
Yeah, the big furniture store. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
We've already said this yep. many times, but it's not sponsored. We're not sponsored by them.
Hashtag no sponsorship.
But the person starts saying that over and over and over again. And I go up, ma'am, do you need some help? And she's like, no, I just want my daughter to calm down. And I look at her a little...
That's not your job.
And the thing is she's like... And then I ask her, and then she keeps saying the word over and over and over again. And I'm like, ma'am, what's your daughter's name? And she's like, oh, I named her IKEA.
What the fuck?
The first thing that I thought to my mind was... I smiled, I was like, okay, have a nice day. And then I immediately turned around, I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. Just the fact... The first thing that goes through my head is, like, you want your child to get bullied, don't you? Unlike the first...
It's a pretty name, I guess, but...
That's like calling your... That's like naming your child Espen, which is spelled ESPN.
Yeah, right?
Or naming your dog Grandma.
Yes.
Grandma, stop pissing on the carpet.
we should just do an entire... Like, we'll have to have you two sit down and do just a small 10-minute... episode for the Patreon.
Patreon, just grandma jokes.
Grandma dog jokes.
Grandma the dog jokes. So, the adventures of grandma the dog.
So we can do this. So we'll have this as a bonus episode today.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. So after we get done recording this.
Did you give me that post-it note so that I remember?
Yeah. Hell, start having her write down grandma dog jokes.
Okay. So what do you want to talk about, David?
Oh, I have a full list. First off, if you guys were listening to last week's, we talked about launching a Patreon. And guess what? Oh, we did. I did.
So, apparently...
Hold on. So, right now, I have four different tiers. There are four different tiers that you can subscribe to. I'm going to add more, just because I feel like there need to be a... you know, some other steps. The base tier is $5 a month.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Which gets you a... Are you okay? I'm trying to do an ad here for our Patreon account.
I just took a sip of whiskey straight up. Okay. It hurts.
Yeah, okay. So this is going to get exciting. We got to start pushing the envelope here a bit to get you guys to subscribe. So, $5 gets you a shout out in the description of the episode. So look at the description for this one, and there'll be a handful of names down there of our $5 subscribers. And this was just 2 days ago, and I already have 6 subscribers, so that's pretty awesome.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. Our main goal is to pay for the podcast for the next year. Like, yep. That's a main goal for the Patreon currently. And we will start having exclusive content only for subscribers, which is going to be awesome. I do have a couple shout-outs. A big thank you to Effie Bomb for doing the $10 tier.
Yeah.
The $10 tier will get you a shout-out. And a big, big shout-out to Parker Shake, mm-hmm. who donated $100 to the show.
And that's one of the tiers.
That's one of the tiers. For the $100 tier, you get a personalized 10-minute episode from Kurt doing any top 10 list of your choice.
As long as it does not cause bodily harm, Effie. No. I'm not going to review the top 10 anal lubes.
Well, no, you are, because he paid for it.
He didn't. He hasn't written it down. Until he submits the formal email saying that, I will not entertain the idea.
What if it's over text message?
Until he looks me dead in the face and tells me, "I want you to do a top 10 on anal lube."
So I'm gonna send him a thing right now.
Please do not do that.
I'm gonna send him a thing right now saying, "Hey, posted it on the Patreon page. What you
this
want?"
This is literally a slippery slope into prostitution that I'm not okay with.
I mean, they are paying you to do something.
I don't want to fuck myself that way.
Kurt, you don't actually have, like, you can just BS him. You don't actually have to fuck yourself.
I don't like entertaining the idea of this. Can we move on to the next tier, please?
You can just, you can, yep. So, way to go for that Patreon commercial. Our top tier is $600. There might be some more in the middle. Like I said, I'm going to add some. It's only been up for 3 days. The top tier will get you a producer credit. It's $600 for, if you want to donate that, you will get a producer credit on everything that we do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll probably have to write up a contract and actually, like, make sure that's a thing.
It's just written in crayon. I did a thing.
So
sign here.
So not only does that include the podcast, you'll be credited as a producer in each episode, but any bonus stuff that we do too, because we want to start doing YouTube stuff and eventually, you know, other shorts and stuff. We'll start doing more and more content that if you donate the $600, you're a producer for the year.
Oh, yeah. I'd also like to mention that it's not just for Patreon people for the top 10 list. I do have lists of top 10s that I want to do. It's
yes.
just that my computer is ancient, and I had just now figured out how to work the podcast machine on it.
So, yeah, those will start being...
So those will start churning out here real quick.
Yeah, and those will be fun. Well, any time that we miss a week or we can't sit down to do a big week, either Kurt's going to do a top 10 list or I'm going to do a quick movie review.
Yeah.
But there should never be any missed weeks from anymore. Here anymore.
Hopefully.
We are going at this full steam ahead, and we want your support. We want you guys to reach out and be a part of the show.
I want you for the U.S. military, Uncle Sam.
We want to keep doing this, and as you heard last week, it was do or die. So help us be a part of this, and let's be kind of epic.
Let's build a better world together.
Yeah. And, you know, if you've been a longtime listeners of the show, you'll remember the days where we had, you know, Brian Henson on the show talking 5 years before he made Happy Time Murders about wanting to make Happy Time Murders. We've had plenty of wonderful guests on this show, and I want us to get back there. I want us to get back to that level where we're able to go to cons and get people interesting, more interesting than us, to talk.
And not the bad kind of cons where we have a conjugal visit with.
Yeah. Yep.
I've made a prison joke. Man, this whiskey's strong.
Yeah, for oddly, first time that's not been like that. It's been not the first time that's been brought up today. That was odd.
What?
Oh,
prison joke?
Yeah, conjugal visits.
Go on.
No need. No need. Just a funny occurrence. You know what happens at work? All the conversations that go on in that place.
Okay.
Well, now he's even more curious.
I know, right?
I'm even more curious, but let's move on to like the actual meat.
Oh, so well, the website, it's patreon.com/kindofepicshow. Come on out, give us a like, a share, all that jazz. Even if you can't donate anything, share the link. Maybe other people and your friends will.
Yeah.
All right, now let's get into the actual show here.
Hi, welcome to the Kind of Epic Show. I'm Kurt Steiner.
I'm David West. Hold on, I almost want to put a pause in there and then play the music 10 minutes into the episode.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Oh. We got to start.
This is the Kind of Epic Show, not the, I really want to get this professionally done.
Well, if people are paying for it, we might need to start.
Okay, maybe.
Next week. Oh, right. So, yes, I'm David West. I already said that. Let's see. Look, we actually have an outline. This is the first time you and I have ever had an outline of beats we want to hit. That's a step in the right direction.
Beats are so earthy. I hate their flavor.
but they make your dick hard.
Do they?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Like beet juice? It's a natural aphrodisiac?
I'm calling bullshit on this. I'm Googling this.
No, yeah, please do. So the first thing I want to talk about is last week, two awesome movies came out, Shazam and Pet Sematary. I will start by just, you know, giving a quick rundown of Pet Sematary. My short review of it is, he's got a look on his face. He's reading it.
Increases the level of sex hormones in the human body. So it's not that it's an aphrodisiac, like it makes you perform better. It just makes you horny.
Yeah, which gives you a hard-on.
That's just like saying that whiskey is an aphrodisiac, which it is.
But if you drink enough of it...
You'll get whiskey dick.
Do you want to hear a good story?
Nope. I'm talking about Pet Sematary. So, it's better. Sometimes remakes are better.
So it was.
It's better than the original. I know you heard me say the other day, the problem...
Now, this was one of his non-cocaine-fueled books, correct?
Yeah, it was one of his first books.
When did he start writing?
70s.
Didn't Kubrick's movie come out in the 70s? First one?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, he got that famous that quick?
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, his first book was, Salem's Lot?
Why are you looking at me?
Because you just wrote the trivia.
So?
You know she can't read.
But the first adaptation was Salem's Lot, which was in 78, was the first adaptation of King's work. So, yeah. Anyways, the Pet Sematary, the original movie came out in 89, 90.
Mm-hmm.
I'm spacing the year. But I hate to admit, I haven't read Pet Sematary. I own it, so I can't compare it to the book. I can't compare it to the source material, which I'm going to have to now because it's considered his scariest book.
Really?
Yeah.
What's so scary about zombies?
There's more to it than that. There aren't that many zombies. But comparing the remake to the original, everything is better, except it didn't differ enough. Does that make sense? Like
the formula was too much similar?
Which, okay, so you can compare them, and they move beat to beat the same. Which I would have preferred
so
if they took
have
more...
the same runtime? What do you mean?
Well, there's just... Okay, you could put both the movies side by side, and, almost watched the things happen at the same time. It almost felt more like a remake of a movie than an adaptation of a book.
Okay, I can see that.
Because if you look at other remakes, if you compare it, the movie versus the TV miniseries, if you look at the first part of the TV miniseries, where it's mostly the kids' stuff, if you look at the two halves of it, they tell the same story, but they adapt different parts of the book.
True, and also the newer adaptation takes place in the 90s, where the original one takes place in the 50s.
It takes place in the 80s, but...
Did I reverse those?
It takes place in the... Well, the... So
the new one, the original takes place in the 50s.
Yes.
The new one takes place in the 80s.
Yes, you said 90s. That's it.
Whatever.
But it's just... With it, I mean, that book is a lot thicker. So in the TV miniseries, they couldn't adapt everything. But it, there were a couple beats that are in both, like the bathroom scene with Bev and the blood coming out of the sink. But those are iconic moments in the book. But they were both able to adapt different parts while almost being...
And to be fair, the new movie actually shows them floating, whereas
yes.
The original does not show them floating.
No. The original had a super low budget because it was made for TV. But it was just one of those things, like, you can compare those two and almost be like, wow, these are two very different products. But if you put them, like, together, you get a more cohesive version of the book. You could almost edit scenes of both of them in, like, together and get... pretty close adaptation of the book, just because they chose to adapt different things besides some of those iconic moments in which you needed to have. So unfortunately for Pet Sematary, and like I said, I haven't read the book, maybe there just wasn't an option to do that.
I'm gonna get up to get some water. That whiskey was fucking in my throat.
But I enjoyed it. John Lithgow was fantastic as the next door neighbor, who in the original.
Sorry, I have a noisy tap. I'm sorry.
Who in the original was played by, I'm spacing his name, but he played Herman Munster from the TV show The Munsters.
I don't know what The Munsters is.
It came out the same year as The Addams Family, but not as popular.
Speaking about The Addams
Family. Well, we'll get there. We'll get there. It's like the last thing on my list, bud. Shazam also came out, which, Kurt, I don't know if you plan on seeing Shazam, but it is...
You already know my feelings about boycotting DC movies since Superman and Batman.
Yes, but this is their best movie. Period. Period.
Best DC movie ever?
You know, in a way, yes.
Am I going to have to pull out Tim Burton with Batman?
Oh, by the way, do you know that's showing on Saturday, May 5th in theaters?
Really? Why?
It's the 80th anniversary of...
80th anniversary of that movie?
Batman.
Oh, Batman. I was going to say,
of
Jesus.
Batman.
Okay.
Batman just celebrated his 80th birthday a couple, like,
he's looking good for 80.
Right? But they're going to show all four of the 90s Batman movies in theaters over the course of May.
Oh, Batman and Robin. Hell yeah.
Right? Like, I kind of want to go to all of them.
Oh, man.
But
I love that. You know what? Something that I just recently redid. Like, I loved that movie as a kid. I haven't seen it since I was a kid.
It doesn't hold up.
I saw Space Jam for the first time since I was 5.
Yeah.
And I have to say, that movie's awful.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was great as a kid. Now I can see why it's so fucking bad.
Don't get the sports references.
No, it's not that I don't get the sports references. I don't get the fucking flow of the movie. It's just so weird.
I still think it's oddly charming.
I don't understand. Like, nothing makes goddamn sense. Like, well, the logical conclusion is we're going to have to bring athletes to entertain these people. What?
Oh, yeah. No, it takes its leaps and bounds pretty drastically.
It looks like it seems like something like that was written on clouds of some form of substance.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Anyways, talking about Shazam, it is joyful. It's fun. It's self-aware. Like, they're having a good time in that movie.
Hmm.
Because, the main... Not the main kid. Not Billy Batson. Shazam. But his foster family, the main guy, the main friend of the foster family, is a big nerd. He's you and me talking about Superman and Batman. That's weird. And the screensaver came on. That's never happened. It's still recording. Yeah, it's still recording. I don't know why the screensaver came on. But he's making, like, Superman references. It's like, oh, are you faster than a speeding bullet? Can you leap tall buildings in a single bound? Sort of, like, references. And it's just a lot of fun. Even in one of the trailers, I'm sure you've seen it, where Shazam takes a Batman toy and throws it at a robber in a grocery or in a store.
Is that Black Adam?
No.
Who's the main villain?
Oh, shit. It's, Dr. Savannah.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, because he's a Shazam villain, and you've probably never read Shazam.
I haven't.
Yeah, so there you go. But you don't need to.
Question, do they make the joke about him being Captain Marvel?
No. No. They do away with that name completely.
Do they even reference it?
Nope.
For legal reasons.
Yeah. I mean, they haven't really called him Captain Marvel in comics in ages, so. At least as far as I'm aware. I don't read Captain Marvel. So, maybe they do.
Oh, speaking of Captain Marvel.
He is listed as Captain Marvel in the first Injustice game, though, so maybe. Marvel's Captain Marvel crossed the billion-dollar mark.
So, really?
Yeah, yeah.
It was such a lackluster movie. Why did it do that?
It does well. I like it.
I think it did. That movie makes as much, I mean, not as much sense. It was as entertaining as Doctor Strange.
Yeah, that's fair.
It was not.
Shazam is better.
I would say that Captain Marvel.
Isn't it? You saw Shazam.
I did.
You can get closer to this mic and talk about Shazam.
I don't really know what to say about it. It was a good movie.
You had a good time?
I did have a good time. I wouldn't recommend watching it in the seats that move, but, you know.
You have to get closer to that mic.
I don't want to get closer to that mic.
Okay, then talk louder.
No.
Because you can't.
What's this about vibrating chairs?
Oh, she did D-Box, the D-Box at Hamilton.
D-Box.
She got the D in the box?
Yeah, I got the D-Box. It was pretty stupid. Wouldn't recommend it.
You see, I feel like the D-Box is such a bad idea because just imagine your swamp ass, but then vibrating
chairs. Right?
Yes, yeah. Pretty much. Yes.
No, thank you.
Right?
Cool.
Yeah. Anyways, it was a blast. If you just want a feel-good movie, which I don't feel like we get enough of those. If you just want a movie to go to and have a fun time with, what are you giving me that look for? I'm
trying to think of a feel-good movie I've seen recently.
Well, go see Shazam and you'll be laughing your ass off and being like, oh, that's really sweet.
What was the last depressing movie I saw?
I wouldn't say that it was sweet.
Oh, yeah, it is.
No.
Yes.
No.
Why?
Because it's not sweet.
It is sweet.
The kid's a dick until, like, the very last scene.
Yeah, well, so he is kind of a dick. Well, no, he saves, he stops the bullies pretty early, and he's misunderstood, and...
He's pretty much a dick. Till the very last scene.
Not the last scene. It's when he has his Uncle Ben moment, because every superhero has an Uncle Ben moment, where his mom had abandoned him. And he goes and finds her, and she doesn't care.
What does this have to do with rice?
Right? That's what I was wondering.
God damn it, Kurt. But no, his mom doesn't want him. So his mom doesn't even fucking care that he showed up. And you find out that she saw him when he got lost and didn't go to him. Hmm. So she abandoned him.
Is that why he started making rice?
That's when Billy Batson had the change of heart and was like, this is the only family I got.
What does that have to do
with Uncle Ben? Spider-Man. Spider-Man's Uncle Ben that dies and he goes from being a dick.
Hey, David, next time you go to a con, can you please buy like five boxes of Uncle Ben's and every Spider-Man you see, just hand them a box, see how they react.
There's a guy, I saw pictures, I don't know what convention it was at, but he went as Uncle Ben and got a picture with every Spider-Man cosplayer. Like, he would lay down on the ground, and the Spider-Man would be like, no!
Nice.
Yeah. I also saw some... So there was a Daredevil at C2E2.
Okay.
Who had a protest sign, but on the protest sign, it just had Grail.
Braille, that's funny.
Yeah, I say Grail. Braille. And If you looked up what it said fuck Disney.
Fuck Disney.
Yeah. That's pretty good, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, Shazam's awesome, but let's move on to Disney. So, Disney Plus comes out. They announced it's most likely coming out in November. So that's awesome. We should get the first trailer for one of those shows this weekend. Star Wars Celebrations this weekend. So we should be getting a trailer for The Mandalorian.
Good.
There's a panel. The show's been filming for a while. There should be a trailer for The Mandalorian. There will also be, on Friday, an Episode 9 panel with a trailer and title.
Ooh.
Yeah. Super exciting. But back to Disney Plus. So that's what we're talking about. Next week's just Star Wars. They also announced a Marvel documentary series about the MCU, which I think is neat. They also announced a limited Hawkeye series.
As I said earlier, I don't know how I'm going to feel about that.
We'll see. I like Hawkeye.
I swear to God, if he doesn't show up in that purple fucking outfit, I'm going to be pissed.
Well, they also announced that the second Hawkeye, Kate Bishop, will appear in it.
Hmm.
So one of the Young Avengers will officially be in that series.
Will be official canon.
Official canon. That's exciting. And, you know, if you...
Wait, that's her name?
Yeah.
Like her real name?
The character's name, Kate Bishop. Why? Do you know a Kate Bishop?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Pretty sure she follows me on Instagram.
Oh. She's the second Hawkeye, so... She'd be like, you know, you're a superhero.
And then you should lead it with Eagles.
Yeah, Eagles. But compared to the other Marvel announced series, I mean, they're doing Loki.
That'll be fun.
That'll be fun. But they're also doing Scarlet Witch and Vision. I would take Hawkeye over Scarlet Witch and Vision.
Doesn't Vision and Scarlet Witch have children?
Uh-huh.
What are their superpowers?
They're also two of the Young Avengers. One is, what is it? One's called Wiccan. He's a witch, like his mom.
Okay.
And the other one is a speedster, which makes sense because Quicksilver is her brother.
Yeah.
So it makes sense it would be in her genetics as well. I wonder how that'll work, especially with having Kate Bishop in something.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. They also announced a Monsters, Inc. TV series with the original cast.
I am looking forward to that.
So you're getting Billy Crystal and John Goodman back for that cartoon series. So that's
if
fucking awesome.
If one of their episodes isn't about put that back where it came from or so help me, I'm going to be upset.
Yeah, we're going to take a little break from movie stuff, and then we'll come back with a couple trailers that came out this week. But I think Kurt might want to talk about some science stuff that came out today.
Yes. So physicists have known for a while that black holes exist, and everybody talks about black holes, but we didn't have any photo evidence or tangible things you can see evidence until today.
Yeah.
So we have some pictures all over the internet of the first photographed black hole.
Oh yeah, you can't go on Facebook without seeing them.
And it's a supermassive black hole at the center of a galaxy or a nebula of some form.
Yeah.
Can't remember what. But everybody's making Eye of Sauron jokes, everybody's making that okay downward symbol jokes.
Yeah.
Everybody's making jokes about just the fact that we've pictured a black hole. My favorite one was...
I mean, I've seen a couple black holes.
My favorite joke that I've seen so far was on Reddit's R not safe for work.
Yeah.
It's just a gaping asshole with a black hole in the middle of the ass.
Also, Andrew made it on Reddit. I told you that.
Oh, yeah. He did. He made it... What was it on?
It was his OkCupid dating profile.
Nice.
Because his main picture is him by this red car in a red tracksuit with red tennis shoes. Oh, dude. Man. Own it, dude. Own it, buddy.
Dude's living his best life.
Yeah, right? Well, kind of has to. You go through that shit, what are you going to fucking lose?
True.
But yeah, go look that up. That's really neat. It's just a really neat event that happened. And go look up black holes.
Carl Sagan.
Be careful Googling that. That could lead. I'm sure you're fine. I'm sure you're fine.
Siri, stop looking.
Yeah. Let's see. So,
we've got another Detective
Pikachu. Another Detective Pikachu skit. I don't know. This is weird. Audition videos. I don't know why that's not going full screen.
Oh, yes. I love this song. Oh, I love.
Yeah, we're getting just a bunch of the models of the Pokemon in it.
Fuzzy Charizard, no.
He's not fuzzy. He's scaly.
Psyduck.
They're absolutely adorable. Oh, that Squirtle was adorable.
Magic Carp, yes.
Oh, that was awesome.
Magic Carp.
That's nice. That's the best thing I've seen so far. It's the Magikarp. Holy crap. That was awesome. I meant to bring this up earlier.
Avengers Endgame, selling 5 times as many tickets as Avengers Infinity War.
Oh, yeah. That movie's going to make fucking bank.
Of course it is. When people are fucking buying like Thursday night tickets to it and selling it on eBay for 15 grand, hell yeah, that movie's going to make money.
Right?
I don't see why. Why would I pay $15,000 for something I can see on a matinee on 2 days after it comes, like 4 days after it comes out on a Monday for like $7?
So during this is from Fandango's Twitter. During the first week of Avengers Endgame ticket sales, we sold 5 times the number of tickets sold for Infinity War. So does that mean out of the entire run of Infinity War or pre-sales of Infinity War? Does it say? Because that's intense.
So here's the thing.
That might just be pre-sales. This movie's
going to be 3 hours long.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah.
Make sure you don't.
Don't drink. Don't
drink during the movie.
Don't drink before the movie.
Don't drink during the movie.
I would say you could drink like halfway through the movie. Once you get to like the halfway point of the movie.
If they do have an intermission though.
Yeah.
You might be okay, but we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that might be on a theater-by-theater basis. I've heard different things. So, man, yeah, it's outpacing Infinity War. Make sure
that you shit before
you see it. Oh, yeah. I'm going to clog my ass up.
If you're going to prairie dog during the whole movie, you're not going to have a good time.
I'm going to clog myself. I'm going to take every kind of shit medicine so I don't have to take a shit to save my life.
Or better yet, just eat all your popcorn and move to the back of the...
Yeah. Well, no, they're all sold out.
No, I mean the popcorn bucket. Shit in the popcorn bucket.
Yeah, but you said move to the back of the room.
And shit in the popcorn bucket.
All right, so...
Or better yet, just walk over to where the trash can is so you can still hear the audio and just pull your pants down and shit in the trash can.
Yeah, right? Here, you wanted this one. It's a great headline.
Theaters accidentally show horror trailers ahead of Peppa the Pig movie, leaving audiences crying.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
Hell yes.
We don't really need to talk about it, but...
The title tells everything.
Yeah, the title tells us everything. Could you imagine? That would be so fun. Oh, man. That'd be great.
Somebody's got a sick, twisted sense of humor.
This is a teaser poster for the new Star Wars game by EA.
What's it called? Jedi Fallen Order.
It's a small little teaser. Just a teaser poster, I guess. That's going to be I think it's coming out on Saturday, the trailer for it.
This Fallen Order means that this is post Luke?
I don't know. I would guess Fallen Order would mean post Order 66.
Post Order 66.
Okay. That's my guess. But I don't know. That looks fucking ancient. That looks fucking ancient.
Or it might be the Jedi branching off, the dark Jedi branching off from the Jedi.
That's a thing. Stop laughing at us.
What, Jedi?
Yeah, she's over here laughing at it.
Yeah, that was the term of all Force-sensitive people who used the Force before the
Jedi. She doesn't care.
Was formed.
I've only seen the most recent 3 Star Wars movies that have been released.
Well, there have been 4 that have come out.
Well, nobody cares about Solo.
Solo was fine.
I fell asleep while I tried to watch
it. Adam's Family trailer.
All right, let me go to YouTube then.
One of my favorite things about the trailer is that you'll notice that Wednesday's hair is done in nooses.
Oh, is it? All right, I'll have to.
Her hair sits by her sides in nooses. I think it's hilarious.
Okay.
But yeah, play the trailer.
This isn't the ad.
Yep. Yeah.
Let's mute that.
It knows that we can't spell. Or at least it knows that I can't spell.
It's my computer.
I like this intro, though.
I did, too.
This is a family. And then you got a gay couple.
Yeah, that's really nice. Two gay couples,
and it's like, yeah. It's
single dad, single parents. Oh, yeah, you're right. Look at that.
This will be fun. I'm actually wanting to see this in theaters.
Yeah. I like that they look like they're old cartoon versions. They took those character models of the original cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
That is awesome. Those are nooses.
Yep, that's a it joke.
Yeah.
See, look, her hair is nooses.
Yeah, that's awesome. I would like that cast in just a live action Adam's Family.
That would be good.
Especially Oscar Isaac and Charlize Theron.
Who's Nick Kroll playing?
I would assume he's playing Fester.
Yeah. The stuff that he does is either hit or miss.
Yeah.
The Kroll Show, miss.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of
Big Mouth is a hit. I love Big Mouth.
And the last thing for the night here. Sure. That's a thing.
Yeah, the Lion King live action, which is not really live action. It's
animated. We can have that debate after the trailer. It drives me nuts. All right, so here.
Are we actually going to have a debate?
We can.
Oh, yes.
But this might be the cutest movie on screen. These lions look so adorable. Look at that. It's just, aww.
Aww.
Look at Scar.
Is Whoopi Goldberg playing a hyena again?
No.
Aww.
The only voice actor they got back is James Earl Jones. Which you have to have James Earl Jones as Mufasa.
Who played the original Scar?
Jeremy Irons.
Yeah, he's dead.
No, he's not.
He's not?
No.
Oh.
Simba's so cute! That canyon scene's gonna be brutal.
Rafiki.
Yeah.
Seth Rogen?
Yeah, he's Pumbaa.
Oh, that makes sense.
Oh, I hear it. I hope he does the Seth Rogen laugh.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm going to see this movie.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
This is the only live action that I'll probably see in theaters.
You just called it live action. Debate finished.
It is computer animated. It's supposed to look like live action. They didn't use real lions. They didn't reuse real animals. They used outlines of animals.
They used... Okay, so the argument comes from... Which I don't disagree with you. But I'm disagreeing with you for the fact of an argument. They shot...
I don't disagree with you, but I just want to argue.
Which I can understand why you would call it live action. Doesn't mean you should. They shot on actual sets using motion capture and performance... like other performance capturing equipment. There's an argument. If you read the actual Academy rules for animation versus live action, 70% of what is on screen has to be real. So whether or not they...
Is this the part where we debate what's real and corporeal?
Well, they would have to be able to prove... For the Oscars, so the debate will be when it comes to award season, it will probably be nominated for something.
Okay.
What category will it be in? Will the Oscars determine if it is live action or animated? Because, I mean, I can see it going either way, unfortunately, but I wouldn't call it live action.
I wouldn't call it live action. I would call it computer. CGI. It's CGI.
Yeah. So, like, if you look at a movie like Planet of the Apes, where a good portion of those characters are indeed computer generated.
Those weren't real monkeys?
No, Kurt. No. Apes. They weren't real apes. There's a difference. You know, they're
crumbling down.
You know, there's a difference between monkeys and apes, right?
Okay. One of them has tails; the others do not.
Okay.
And the difference between old world monkeys and new world monkeys is the length of their tails.
Okay, just checking.
I watched Animal Planet when I was.
How do you spell Michael?
Fuck you. Fuckyou.
You had to think about that. You had to think about how to spell you.
I'm used to saying you in a text message, just the letter.
So I don't know. I could see that argument going either way. I'm interested to see what the Academy determines it is because, yeah.
Who is the Academy? Are they like the Electoral College? We're not really sure who they
no,
are.
No. You know the members of the Academy. So anybody that has been nominated or has received an award becomes a member of the Academy. I believe that's the process. But I also know, like, if you've won, like, some of the, like, Independent Spirit Awards or have so many, like, Directors Guild hours put in and have been with the guilds for so long, you do get inducted into the Academy.
Cool.
So, it... The reward's based on peers.
Okay.
So, that's why every so often you'll hear about...
We
got it all. But that's why sometimes you'll hear complaints that, like... La La Land winning so many awards was just the Academy jerking itself off because it's a love letter to old school Hollywood and art. So
you gotta give yourself a good circle.
There's self congratulatory. So anyways, that puts us at 45 minutes. We're pretty good.
And we're about to do another episode, me and Effie. It's a
good, yeah, yeah.
The Kurt and Effie Bomb Show.
Yeah, yeah. A 10 minute special here,
it's
guys.
It's not going to be 10
Yay.
Minutes.
It might be long. I probably won't post it unless it's 10 minutes. So we'll fill up some time here, guys. Anyways, before we get out of here, I just one more time, find our Patreon at patreon.com/kindofepicshow. Join one of our tiers, even if it's the $5 tier. Get your shout out in our episode description. That's awesome. And if you can't, share it on your Facebook. Every little bit counts. Every like on it is awesome. So interact with us on there. Enjoy the show. And I'm David West.
I'm Chris Steiner.
Have a week.
Chungus.
Big Chungus.
Big Chungus.
Big, big Chungus. Eagles.
Eagles.
Eagles. Eagles and Big Chungus. I'm going to hit stop. It just got sad.